Welcome to today's success coaching call. Good morning, Tiffany.
Oops, sorry, I was muted. I'm talking. Good morning. It's so good to see you.
I know, right?
Success coaching call is going to maybe have a little freak out. They're like, Natalie Goddard in the flesh is joining us.
We are here. It is happening.
It's a unicorn sighting. I'm so happy to be here with you, friend.
I am so happy. This is fabulous. Tiff, give us your... I am just making sure that the live on Facebook is working with Andy real quick. You give us your thought for this morning.
Okay. Well, hi, everyone. Good morning. We'd love to know where you're joining us from today as you're jumping on. And, of course, we always love the oil check-in. What oils are you using today? What have you been diffusing lately? I tried a new one, you guys, over the weekend with green mandarin, and it was green mandarin and what was the woodsy in it? Yeah, it was green mandarin and cedarwood. So delicious. So, oh my goodness, I love it. And of course, this morning I am using my yarrow palm and my rose oil, some tea tree as well, all on the skin and supporting. So yes, Dr. Christine, tell everyone in the chat box what the Big Tansy Big Toe Challenge means. So good morning, everyone. Welcome as we get started here this morning. Oh my goodness. Can you believe, I don't know where you're at in the part of the world, but it is definitely, oh my gosh, it is definitely autumn here in Salt Lake City, Utah, where I'm based. And it is all of the feels, right? It's getting cozy. It's all the colors. I went to a gorgeous pumpkin patch last night and just caught the sunset and the dusk. It was just gorgeous. And so I don't know where you're at in the part of the world, but just embracing the season that we're in. And I think there's some real gem to that, right? I think there's a lot of truth is to say, I'm going to, when we think of the word embrace, right, is just to like savor and soak in where we're at. And I want you to be thinking about that as the season that you're in and the gifts that it has for you, both literally, right, in terms of our physical earth, but also we have the season we might be in with our lives, our businesses, and the things that might be up for us, the positive things, as well as the things that are pushing, maybe stretching us a bit. Oh, good morning. It's so good to see so many of you favorites that are here with us every week. Anyone joining us for the first time this week, if you want to say hello in the comments, or if maybe it's your first month in joining us. Hi, Ben from St. George. Melinda's from Colorado. Kumquat is what she's utilizing. Yes, Albuquerque, our girl Andrea. Hi, sweetheart. And Martina's saying, I've been doing a lot of focus oils in my diffuser. What's in your focus oils? I'd love to know that. Let's see, blue tansy on the nose, adaptive. Yeah, I've got adaptive right here on my desk as well. So good. I love to keep, you know what other oil I love? Have you guys really been turned on to Thinker in the kids blend? The Thinker, I love this oil in my office for, and it calls, oh, maybe this is what she's talking about when she says the focus blend she's diffusing. So maybe you utilize this and blend this or put it in your diffuser. But I love this stuff for, again, focusing and thinking and so forth. I'm just getting dialed in, right? Yarrow, Frank, Rose on your face. Yes, Shelley, great choice. That's my go-to also, as well as frankincense, yarrow, rose. I also love blue tansy for skin too. Do any of you use blue tansy on your in your skin regimen? I know, like I remember reading something like a year and a half ago, Vogue magazine, right? Was talking about blue tansy as a potent anti-aging, you know, great skincare oil. So you want to try that. Hi, Michelle from Washu Valley, cedarwood, bergamot, and litsia. Ooh, I bet that's amazing. Cindy's saying citrus bliss and turmeric in the diffuser, turmeric in the coffee. Right. That's a good choice. Bergamot and Frank on the roof of the mouth. Okay. Carla, good morning. Glad you're here. Diffusing bergamot, mint, and lavender every night since Sunday. Great for your sleep. Nice. Bergamot, mint, and lavender. Love that. Martina's saying also helichrysum touch. Love that. Hi, Gwen. Good morning from Washington. Oh, she's got sunburn. So yarrow palm, lavender frank, and Roman chamomile. Yes. Okay. All right. Hello. We're not live yet. Are we live on Facebook?
No, but we are just happy to be here. So
we're happy to be here. We're just going to roll with it. Maybe we just make a post on the Facebook page and just with the Zoom link. Maybe you've already done that. And just let them know, hey, join us on Zoom today. We're going to just be in the Zoom. We're going to Zoom it up with the loves. Hi, Martina from New Hampshire. Let's see. Cedarwood, rosemary, and peppermint also for her focus blend. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. It's like what you're utilizing. And hi, Helena from St. George as well. There's lots of you here today. It's so good to see you guys. I feel like we have a celebrity in the house, Natalie Goddard in the flesh from Mexico, nonetheless. Buenos dias to her. Join us. Hi, friend.
So happy to see you all.
So share with us what's on your heart and just say, you know, get connected with us here. And I'm sure everyone would love to just hear what's kind of up for you and what you're thinking about or what you're learning right now and all the good things that are going on for your world.
Well, I had some great convos. Great convos in the past couple days. And it's such a good, like, I love resetting. I love doing a pattern interrupt. So here's my plug today is, you know, create a pattern interrupt wherever you are. Even if that's, you know, driving a different way to pick up the kids at school and seeing the trees and seeing the flowers, that path. Just, I love the renewal that brings. And I think we were way past ready for a little pattern interrupt and renewal. And I think we all have been through a little crazy ride, you know, and what a gift that we can reset and we can start again. And I love the power of doing that in our relationships, just saying, hey, can we start again? Can we start again? I love the power of doing that in life and how every new day is literally, literally that day. Tiff, I'm not going to call myself a tech tard, but I don't know exactly how to share this link on Facebook if you okay. do.
Don't worry. I've got you. I'm going to go share it.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Well, one quick thing though. Can I log in as you for under Share Success? Or can you log in on Share Success page on Facebook?
Yes. I can just maybe text me the link of this, however I get that.
Will do.
Or just drop it in the chat.
Okay, I'm going to text this to you right now.
You guys are fabulous. Thank you for.
Hey, don't worry about it. I had someone come set up my Wi-Fi for me the other night because I'm embarrassed to admit this, but like my Wi-Fi went out earlier in the spring and they sent me like new hardware and all of that. And I am not tech savvy, guys. Like, let's be honest. And so my neighbors were like, just jump on our, you know, I've been still paying for my own Wi-Fi. So don't be alarmed. I paid for my own Wi-Fi. I just have my own individual Wi-Fi set up until like a few nights ago that someone came by and he helped me set it up. And so, yeah, guys, like.
You're taking things to a whole new level with Wi-Fi there.
Geez, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not very technologically savvy. So. We all have that. I've just texted you that Zoom link, babe. So you can go there if you want to share it. But what we'd love for you to do, I'd love for y'all to start thinking about what's up for you in terms of what you want support with today. And especially if there are specific questions that you have for Natalie and you want to utilize her and her thoughts and insights, we'll definitely tag team and help support you here today. And I am just thinking, I'm just inviting you to all set an intention that what do we need to happen here today? As I know in these calls every single week, it's like there's magic that happens. There's love, there's breakthrough, but just be thinking about what it is that you need, right? And have the willingness to speak up and ask the question. And Natalie's one of the most kind, generous people you'll ever meet on the planet. She'll be embarrassed I'm saying that, but it's true. And so I think I would love for you guys, whatever's up for you and on your heart that you'd love, you know, to share and to ask and be thinking about. So now when you ask me and you say, you know, Tiff, what's up for you? And what's something that's been on your mind? And we're thinking about, you know, the seasons are changing and there's various changes that are afoot and so forth. I think sometimes we can be paralyzed by change or the fear of change, right? Hi, cutie. Good morning. And it's thinking about, you know, that change is one of those constants in life. But one of the things that I've noticed in myself, and I've been having this conversation a lot on repeat, is to give up the idea of waiting, or in other words, that waiting is a dream stealer, right? Sometimes we think, gosh, when I get through this piece, or once the election, like here in the United States, where a lot of that mentality is, well, we're going to wait and see until the election is over. Or you know what, 2020 has been such a year, forget, we'll just wait till 2021. I can't wait for 2021. And, you know, there's all these ways that we're thinking about waiting and putting our lives on hold and our dreams or our goals. And I just invite us to be the kind of change agents that choose to be proactively invested in our lives, that choose to be moving the needle forward, right? Even if it's that 1%, but we're choosing to say we're growth-minded people. And I choose to be invested in the things I can control. Because as much as like the world makes us feel like, gosh, I have no control, and there's a lot of interesting dynamics at play, we can be working on, again, like our own physical health, our mindset, our spiritual roots, our homes, or our relationships, our businesses, and connecting and nourishing. And so I think it matters that y'all, we drop into consciously, like, what am I stalling on? Or what am I putting off? Have you fallen in the trap of, oh, I'm going to wait till the election's over, or I'm going to wait until a new year and then really get after it, and I'll just kind of survive and exist through the rest of this year that we're in, versus really, are we proactively engaged, right? Are we in the process of growth and working on the things that we can control? And so that's just now, I don't know if there's anything you want to add to that, but how often waiting is a dream stealer, right? We get stuck in the, oh, I'm going to wait till I have the perfect confidence before I'm going to host my class, or reach out to my chicken list, as we sometimes call that, right? Or I'm going to wait until I know every oil inside and out, or I'm going to wait until my spouse is perfectly on board with me, or I'm going to wait. There's all the ways that we get trapped in the waiting game, and it's just a diversion, right? And I believe it's a scam. I think every time it's like, let's wait to progress, let's wait to grow, that is not from your divine self, right? So I think it's important that we're aware that, wait, have I fallen? And we can all be susceptible to that. It's just coming back to like, wait, no, what changes and what actions am I going to be taking today?
It's so powerful. I think being peaceful with the perfectly imperfect and taking those steps forward is just one of the greatest gifts that we can give ourselves and others. Boy, in doTERRA, in life, in parenting, I'm seeing that all over the place right now. And the power of just us showing up vulnerable, giving it our very best, and knowing that the difference is going to be made up. It's enough. We are enough as we are, perfectly imperfect.
It's so true. So friends, do you have questions for us yet today for Miss Natalie or for the both of us, or however you want support? We will tag team and support you, but we'd love to have you speak up. Are there things you want help with your business, with your mindset, with your leadership or your sales, whatever is percolating for you? We'd love to serve or support you. If you want to pop your questions in the chat box, please do so. If you want to raise your hand or just come on live and join us, just simply indicate that. Or you can click, I believe there's a feature that says the Q&A box that you can tap into as well. We'd love to support you. Natalie, anything while we're waiting for questions to populate in, is there anything you want to share in terms of your vision or what's been up for you this year, or what you're thinking or feeling or what's coming that you feel like would be valuable, or that you're working on, or that you're aware of too?
I just feel like I've been a part of doTERRA long enough to see these kind of, these seasons where maybe we get to question how we're doing classes or take a closer look at what's working on enrolling people or da da da. And every one of those seasons I've been through, we come out stronger on the other side. We come out knowing what we need for this next level to reach the people that are still waiting for these solutions in their life. And I just want to invite you to lean into it, right? That there is purpose in this moment. It might not be right where you wanted or what you thought it would be right now, but I want to invite you to find that right now, this is going to be that season where we find, where we dig deep, where we discover what it is that will help you become the leader you are meant to be. And that's happening right now, however imperfect it looks like, right?
Yeah, I think that it's just the willingness, like you're talking about, is sometimes we do have to adapt and shift. There's a question Martina analyst that I think is great. She says, I'm relaunching. And she also relates to us. I fall in the category of not being good with technology, right? I love that. And not that we want to mindset that in, like I'm aware, right? Like, okay, but I just know it's not my strength, right? But she says, I feel I am stuck on how to start. And maybe you could speak to that of if someone's in like a relaunching of their business where maybe they kind of went real quiet or let it go for a while, but they're saying, I really want to reengage. You know, what would be your thoughts on that now of how to relaunch, or when someone's feeling stuck on how to start, you know, or put themselves back out there? What's some of your thoughts? And then I'll be happy to follow up with that.
I think it's key, Martina, to look at what worked for you before. So number one, pay attention to what worked in the past. What did you rock at? What, where did you find your greatest joy? All of that. And paying attention to that first and getting clear on that, because we're not going to change any of that magic that was happening previously. And taking it to the next level, you know, how do you want things to be different? And to me, like a lot of that is so much in my mind. It's like, okay, today's a new day. Today's my relaunch. And then getting clear on those essentials to relaunch. If I could, I really believe that finding partners is a key to relaunch. And so getting really clear on who those partners are. Maybe you already have, you know, one in place or da da da. Then reset with them. Have a reset with them. Start again. Tell them what you're going to do. And you getting clear on, hey, this is where I'm going. This is what I'm going to create. And letting go of any fear, doubt, and worry about, oh, you couldn't create that before, da da da, right? That's what's going to come in with the monkey mind noise. But you're just able to take care of that because you're clear on what worked and you're clear on what you're doing going forward. And the how matters a lot less than that, right? As long as you're clear on what you're going to create, it will start unfolding. So those are some of my thoughts. Diving in.
I love that, babe. I think one of the key things that you were touching on and sharing as well is one is, what have you done in the past? Because those things work, right? Mm-hmm. But I think it matters sometimes when we feel like we're, quote, starting over or a relaunch, right? Is the reality is you're not starting from scratch, though. You have so much more knowledge and insight today than you did then. And so we're building upon, right, that thought process. We're building upon the things we already know. And what a difference that makes when we have that mindset versus, like, to your point, Nat, it could be easy to say, right, like, hey, I failed in the past, or I couldn't figure it out, or I didn't stick with it, or this happened or that happened. It's just looking at that like, hey, I know more today than I did yesterday, or I knew, you know, 3 years ago or a year ago, whatever that might look like for you. I think it really matters the mindset game that you choose to tell with that story. You know, sometimes we talk about this on this call about What's the story I choose to tell? I want all of you to write that down for me in your notes. What's the story I choose to tell? Because the story, there's two quotes I want to share with you briefly. One is the poet Hafiz, where he says, the words you speak becomes the house you live in. And so our words are powerful, right? If you want to quote the Holy Bible of, you know, let the word speak, and here we go, and this is what we're working on, or this is what's happening or becoming, or we're calling into ourselves. The reality of that is, like, we want to be mindful of that, right? Of what we're speaking and thinking, as well as there's a quote by a gentleman named Cody Bateman where he says, the story on the inside becomes the reality on the outside. So I just think it's smart is ask yourself, you know, what's the story I choose to tell? Because we do have a choice and we're all storytellers. It's like, how are we going to frame it and shape where we're at, where we're going, what we're thinking, what we're speaking directly has an impact. Some of you have heard this phrase and some of you have Jack Canfield's book, The Success Principles. And he talks about that in that book, a powerful life formula of E plus R equals O. E plus R equals O. That stands for event plus response equals outcome. And so while there's lots of events we can't control and people we can't control and dynamics of things we can't control, we definitely have influence in our chosen response, right? And so I love that, Martina, and thinking about that for you and for all of us is what's the story we choose to tell? About maybe the divorce we went through or the challenge or the health thing or the economy or this thing or that thing. And it's not to say we're trying to Pollyanna everything, but the reality of your mind is such a potent, potent creative machine. So be mindful of what you're thinking, what you're speaking about when we say I'm relaunching, right? Or I'm starting over. Is we're never technically starting over because we've gained so much wisdom and knowledge from our past experience in business or relationship or life that we're bringing forward. So thank you for sharing that. Dr. Christine has this question. Nat, if you want to take this first too, she says, what's the first step you take when someone tells you they want to know more about the doTERRA business? Doing empowered success, yes. Should these be a weekly or a monthly Zoom class? But what's the first step you take and how do you nourish someone that when they say they want to know more about the business side?
I like to use, we live in a day where video just speaks to people. And so I really love to use videos. So maybe I'll pull up that page real quick and just show you, just take you through a little process. We put together a page with some of our favorite videos on sharesuccess.com/videos. And I literally come here almost every first contact. If it's about the product, I'm sharing some little video about the product. And then here's this section on business. So a lot of times, depending on where they're at and what matters to them, you know, I'll share one of these quick little videos. So I'm just going to text that over to them and give them a little bit more to noodle on, give them a little bit more to percolate on so that we can go to the next level, right? So I'll have them watch. Hey, this is the Natural Solutions Revolution. This is what it's all about. Hey, this is a little bit more about the compensation plan. What are you most interested in? And first off, I really love this doTERRA opportunity that talks about that. So if it's like a standard person, I might share that video. If it's somebody that's really mission-driven, I might go to the Natural Solutions Revolution. And then hauling buckets, you know, when people are transitioning from a job, that kind of thing. So that's really, and then I use this leaders portion as well, just to highlight some of what doTERRA is creating in the world leadership wise. So I start out with a video and then I set up, you know, like, hey, let's just grab lunch and explore together, you know, or you could do a Zoom where you've got the build guide downloaded and you're just walking through that, right? That's an easy way to do it from far away. I just like them to have a little bit more experience and more of a vision, so that that first part where we're going from zero to 30 or something like that, the videos just help that happen a lot faster typically.
What a great resource. And I think some of you may just be learning like myself that that's out there. So the website is sharesuccess.com is the main site, but /videos is where she was at. What a great resource to take your existing people through. Let your teams know that that's there, right? From the oils to business to leadership. Let your existing leaders know that that resource is there. My goodness, make sure you put that as a follow-up action takeaway today from this call. It's like, let them know that's there. But just like she did with Zoom, she just share screen that. And you could share screen and say, hey, there's this whole resource here where you can go through these videos. Here's the one I want to highlight for you today while we're together. And we'll just watch this briefly and take some gems. This is powerful. That's super, super fantastic. So thank you, Nat, for sharing that. Okay. Gwen says this, my internet isn't great, so I can't pop on and chat, but I have something up. I sent out some samples last week and they really helped the lady, of course, right? She reached out and asked about costs, which should be exciting for me, but I could feel resistance right away. My first thought is that if she enrolls, she's another person on my list of people I need to take care of. How do leaders handle so many enrollments and so many people on their team? I don't have leaders to help share the load on two of my three legs and it gets overwhelming. We're told this is a relationship business and we need to educate our teams. If someone doesn't want a wellness consult or to hop on continuing education classes, it is okay just to put them on the back burner and move on. How do I find new leaders when I'm stuck in the handholding people of on my team who don't seem to want to move forward? So she's got a couple of questions in there. I would say if you want to, wherever you want to start with that first, but yeah, looking at for yourself, you know, is some of that fear, that resistance that we, that comes up.
I love that she's like, Gwen, you're aware of that resistance. You're aware of that thinking. I remember just a season when I was overwhelmed. And so I literally, you know, all of these enrollments, energetically, I was like, I don't want to take care of these people, da da da. And they just moved right on, right? And until that shifts fundamentally, you're not going to, you know, bringing in those people that you were meant to lead and you were meant to support. So just turning that on, and awareness is the first step. So first thing is, it sounds like you've got one leader that's a real leader and she's engaging. So on, I would say it's super key to find those one more leader or two more leaders in those other positions. So, you know, hey, just reply to us in the chat. So my question for you would be, okay, you've got some volume under those other legs. Is there anyone there that wants to share or build? And if so, like, explore with them. Have clear conversations. So you've got three partners that you can count on, that you're working together, that you trust, you know, and it's not always perfect. But it's key to have that in place. And maybe you haven't found those people yet. Maybe you need to ask a question like, this is one of my very favorite questions, is just, if I could work with anyone, who would it be? So Gwen, maybe it's time to ask that question, because there are other people that are waiting for you to offer this opportunity to them. And you, you know, trying to handle it all and then turning it away is, you know, sometimes I think of it as like the little red hen, right? Like, how can I not be the little red hen, right? How can we create this space where I'm engaging others and inviting them to step up and be productive and create in their lives? Because honestly, that's what we all want to do at a foundational level. We all want to create. We're born to create, right? Do I sound like Andy Goddard?
It sounds like it. You two might be married or something.
No, I've been hanging out with them for a while. So I think that's key, is you've got to have other partners that you can trust. And then they've got to have partners that you can trust, because these customers are not for you to take care of. All these customers, if you were meant to build and lead in doTERRA, you get to find other people that will build and lead so that you can partner in doing that. You're not required to take care of all those people. So really, then thinking about this gal, okay, she's a customer. She should be on your third or fourth level, ideally, right? So this is a relationship business, and we do need to educate our teams, but we can do that in a way that's healthy. So for example, you know, if you think about your main leaders as your children, their leaders as your grandchildren, we'll just use the family metaphor here. If you take care of your kids well, and you help a little bit in taking care of your children, grandchildren, then everything works out outside of that. And maybe until things are just, you know, more developed in that way, you're doing a monthly wellness consult to grab the people that haven't been hit, right? That you haven't been able to get to. Your continuing education. How can you keep that simple and joyful instead of overwhelming, right? And I think some of those questions are really powerful for you. And definitely, it's okay for them. Are they better off having the doTERRA products in their life and knowing a little bit, and you shared a few videos and all of that, right? That is awesome and amazing. And I would just trust that. Gwen says, I moved a person into one of the spots about a year ago. I think I've been waiting for her to step up, like she said she wanted to. Okay, so Gwen, have you had that, you know, come to Jesus convo with her? Have you had that clear conversation? Because it's not serving her or you to just pretend like things are different than they were, right? Than they actually are. It's we don't want to argue with reality. We want to lean into reality and just be clear with her. Hey, revisit. What is it that you really want? Da da da. Take her out to lunch. Get clear. Hey, I thought it would look like this. I'm feeling like this. What do you really want? And it's then you can be more clear. It could be that she just needs to feel more of your confidence, da da da. But you'll find out by having that conversation, asking those questions. And Gwen, I love your last question, which was that, how do I find new leaders when I'm stuck in handholding people on my team who don't want to seem to move forward? And I think that's a perfect question, because if our hands are full handholding, how much good can we do beyond that, right? So I don't think that handholding is what's required, right? What's required is that you match people's efforts. And so if people want to know about the oils, you have that monthly continuing ed class that they can plug into. Do you need to spend a ton of time or energy on that? No. Can you plug into, there's some other great things that are coming up in our world. I know there's a follow-up tool that there's Enroll Pro. There's other follow-up tools that you can use to even share or drip with continuing ed if you want to do more than a monthly, you know, and you just get that monthly wellness consult in there, and those things can be easy and clear, and your hands will be free to be able to enroll and bring new people in and play the leadership role that you were meant to be. And leadership doesn't always mean leadership is taking care of people. And it doesn't need to be an energy drain, right? You connect with the people that are moving forward and you match their efforts, and then you can rock that. Mm-hmm. Great question.
Yeah. And I think the only thing I want to add to that is, like, Gwen, my gosh, because I so get it, but how often we give the universe our own, like, hey, don't bring more into my life. I don't want to take care of them, the energy of that. And so on one hand, we're saying, bring me more enrollments, right? And then we're saying, wait, I don't want to take care of them. And it's like the push-pull energetically. I love Natalie's statements there and her sharing about, you know, that you have maybe, again, your Facebook group or your monthly education classes, and you just plug people in, or like what Natalie just showed y'all, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Sharesuccess.com/videos is you just say, hey, welcome. Here, I invite you to start with these first three videos that will help you get started. Here's our Facebook group, join us here. And that you just have this like go-to way of saying, here's plenty of ways that they can be supported. But I do think it matters that we clean up our intentional signal, right? Mm-hmm. Our antenna, clean off that antenna to say, what do you want to manifest and attract in? Because sometimes it's like it's as if, I remember a mentor of mine saying with the law of attraction, it's like we call up a pizza place and say, hey, please send me a pizza, which is, hey, send me some more enrollments. And then energetically we go, oh, but I don't know, I want to handhold them all, and it's a lot of work. And it's like we call the pizza place back and say, actually cancel the order, right? And then we're like, yeah, but I want to grow and I want to help and serve and I want more people to have these tools. And then we call the pizza place, will you please send this? And then, oh, actually don't, you know, and we just energetically, we give it the gas and the brakes, right? Can you all get what I'm saying? And sometimes we're giving our intentions and our desires the gas and the brakes. And so clean off the antenna and be really clear about what do you want to call in. And then part of that self-talk, Gwen, I'd also say is, I am perfectly supported. That's one of Natalie's affirmations we worked on many years ago. I am perfectly supported, as well as I allow myself to receive. We just allow that to come in, right? We allow it to, yeah, and that we'll be perfectly supported. But it's allowing, part of that is that you don't have to personally teach every person about every oil and every concept. There's so many videos to share success, empowered success, and content that's out there and so forth, that you can just gather your favorites, right? And say, hey, here's my go-to sheet. Here's your first link. Start here. Once you've done that, join this Facebook group. Great. And then you go here. You can have that all in a document that you just copy and paste, or you send. It's a PDF or whatever it is that you can send out every time, that you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? So I think it really matters that y'all, you know, that we get clear on that and that we hold that space. So thank you for that.
I love what you hit on, Tiff, and that, you know, I think foundationally, some of this, if I think I've got to take care of it all, what does that say about my beliefs about other people? Do I trust other people? Do I trust the people that I've chosen to partner with? Or do I think I can do it better? And so I'm taking on more than is needed, you know? So I had to really look at some beliefs there that was like, well, I actually do this better, you know, and some ego that came in and da da da. And I just, wow. So take a look at that, because as I got a little more clear, I was like, wow, I believe in this person and I want to show them that I believe in them. And that means that I get to pass it off, you know, and be clear about that. The next question was, hey, what's your daily routine with the oil? So I'll add in my little, what I've got down here and what my routine is right now. I love taking On Guard hand soap with me places. So I totally use this container and just close it up when I travel. And then I have it too. I was just washing fruit this morning. Wherever I'm going, I feel like I've got that safety. Been totally using my LOV packs. Do you guys love these packs that you can take wherever you are? And they work amazing. Yesterday, Yarrow Palm is totally part of my night routine, right? For so I can keep looking young and healthy and da-da-da all of our life. And yesterday, our 10-year-old just came down with this crazy rash and he was hopping. And I wish I would have taken a picture of it, but it was such an intense moment. We got yarrow palm on it and it was totally soothed in just a few minutes. And I'm so amazed at this oil. I love this yarrow palm. I'm so glad that we've had it here. We've been using tons of lavender on sunburns and of course, bites like mosquito bites and And peppermint is so powerful. That's a go-to for me all the time. I'll use it to wake up with, right? When I need that reset for the day and use it to cool down or whatever else you're needed is needed. I'm using, I like choose specific oils for specific seasons. So right now I'm on Forgive, Jasmine, and Entune as I'm in this like respite place, right? So I think it's just so powerful that we've got the oils at our fingertips and we can draw on the ones that work the most. And I was going to show you too, you can keep it simple. Like this is my one pouch. And then I've got, you know, like my On Guard sanitizer, my hand wash and my Terra Shield. And that's really it. So you can keep it simple and your life can be simple and joyful. Videos for other physicians. I like searching on YouTube. I'll search and see if I can find something during this next little season. But I search on YouTube for like the doctor's panel in the past or things like that. And that's what I'll share with doctors. So let me see if I, I'll pull that up while you keep going, Tiff.
Oh, good gems. Thanks for sharing that. I think we're always, it's like, hey, what are some of your go-tos and what you're working on? We do have a good Q&A that I think would be fantastic for you to look at that Ruth popped in the Q&A box that she says this. I love that so many women and families do doTERRA. I would love to dedicate more time to doTERRA and build a business. I don't want my family, my husband and 7 children, ages 3 to 17, to be neglected or suffer by me splitting my time. What advice do you have? I know many of you have the balance and flourish with family, church, doTERRA, et cetera. And so Nat, I think that's a perfect question for you because that's your life and you've lived it, you've walked it and are walking it. And so I will just plug that. I think it's important that we realize there's no such thing as perfect balance, right? Like, there isn't perfect balance, but you can have well-nourished priorities, as I love to say, right? And so what would you say to Ruth and her question about, you know, I'd like to get into the business and I'm concerned about neglecting my family.
I would say, Ruth, it doesn't have to be either or. So to me, life is full of possibilities. And you know that because you had 7 children and you've created this amazing family, right? And no, anyone that has children knows about possibilities. I just think that if you're selective, you know, it's always about choosing. And to me, choosing, always family comes first and doTERRA can come after that. And there are key things that if I invest in doTERRA, it will make a difference for people. You can be smart. You know how to invest what matters the most as a mother from your experience there. So you're just, if you'll learn from, like I would just say, invest your time in what matters the most. Be inspired in your action. I knew that there was no way I could do this without being directed and inspired, that I didn't have, you know, that other people had more time or more energy or more money than I had when we first started doTERRA. And so I got to choose, hey, I believe in this. I feel called to this. And then how can I take that forward? How can I move forward with that? And I would start the day with a blank piece of paper and just write down what I felt called to do. and I shared with the key people that I felt to share with. I sent out 50 samples in packages to friends that were further away. I followed up on those. I did the work, right? So I want to just challenge you to be a great mom, a great wife, and powerful and a world changer in doTERRA. And I love everything that Tiffany said about nourishing priorities. I think that's super clear. It's about harmony and nourishing those priorities, and it can come together. You just get to trust the process, and it looks different all the time. So we have teenagers now. So I have 5 to 21 now, and interesting process how things are changing all the time, but being inspired every day keeps me in a space of, wow, we can change the world and engage my family in this process. Guys, there's this opportunity where we can speak and teach other mamas to do this or that or the other, you know, and them being engaged and them filling the call helps them get more focused on mission and purpose and start dialing into theirs as I live mine. But it's one of the greatest gifts that I want to give my children is learning to live their purpose because they saw me live mine.
Amen to that. Like, that's what I really want to reinforce. Cause I think, you know, mom guilt is such an easy trap, right? To say, ooh, I want to, is that okay for me? And is sometimes this conversation is about permission and I want to do both. And it's realizing absolutely and giving yourself that permission, but realizing what you're doing is modeling for them pursuing their own purpose, mm-hmm. right? And for each their own, you get to, there's like Natalie's saying, it's always changing and it looks different for different people and different seasons that you're in with kids and their needs and so forth. But it does require at some level, I think when you've got a full caboose of kids, or even if you have one child, it is the willingness to ask for support of your dreams and your goals and the willingness to say, hey, this matters to me. And mom as a human outside of being a mom has her own creative needs and goals and desires and kind of allowing of that. And so I just think, you know, it gets to be a work in progress and making some decisions of when does this happen and where does it fit in my life and what kind of support do I want to inquire or enlist to help me make that happen. But thank you. Ruth, I'm glad you asked that question because I think Natalie is someone that, you know, again, is living that at all times. Martina asks a clarifying question, Nat, where she says, did you send those samples without talking to them or after you introduced doTERRA? And you're talking about your sampling.
I sent those samples without talking to them. I sent them just as a gift, right? I think it's key that we can always give gifts in our culture. It's super clear. And I gave it with the intention of, hey, I want to change your life. I want to give you this gift. And just went out in a little organza bag with 3 little samples in it. And I sent a personalized letter with each of those. And then I just made a follow-up call. How did you like those samples? Da, da, da. And you can use the wording that's in the business building guide on that follow-up. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
I think that's a great way to relaunch. That's how I launched my business. I think that's a great way to relaunch because sometimes we don't get enough people in the funnel, right? We're wanting things to happen and yet we haven't really shared with enough. And this is a numbers. I don't want to say game because it's not a game, right? These are people's lives you're impacting, but it matters the number of people that you reach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. Andrea's popping in this question. She says, Tiff, your wisdom about habits, commit to the habits, 5% more, 30 minutes a day, 4 times a week. What in that time? Do you mean like, so time frame, babe, when you're saying, if you can clarify that in your question. I do think, you know, I love habits. Have you all read a book called Atomic Habits? Nat, do you remember when you read that the first of this year? It feels like that was 8 years ago, but that was... in January and February this year, we did a girls' book club and we read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's fantastic, of a great read. I also love the book Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, but it's really, in essence, whether you read the books or not, we know that our habits is what we're after for to create change, right? It's such a different dynamic as thinking about that for ourselves, is that's how we create change. And so some habits, Andrea, if you want to clarify the timing, I like to look at, there's certain habits, like, again, if you're looking at daily or weekly, is some of those, again, like for me, one of my habits that's right here, it's one of my declarations right in front of me on a little 3x5 card I see every day. It says, I move my body every day, right? That's a daily habit that, and a lot of times now with my pup, Bo, we're getting out every day, at least on like a, you know, 15-minute walk typically. Some days, like yesterday, we had more time. We went over the park and did a jog and a run and some additional exercises as I, you know, we were out there together. But the reality is that's a daily habit. So you might say similar in your business, I connect with 5 people a day. It's clear, it's specific, it's measurable that you have that daily habit, or maybe it's a weekly habit. Some of this you may have heard me talk about before, the MTO goal setting process by a gentleman named Raymond Aron. MTO stands for minimum, target, and outrageous. Is to have, so you might say minimum, I'm going to connect with 10 people this week. I'm going to make calls, emails, texts, reach outs. I'm going to connect or work on nourishing, or like Nat was saying, 10 sample packages go out a week or something like that. Then you make some decisions. Minimum is 10, or maybe your minimum is 5. But let's say, just example purposes, your minimum is 10 people you're going to nourish or connect with each week. And maybe target is 20. Outrageous would be 30 plus. You can do that also with health and exercise goals, organization goals, financial goals. But what's your minimum, target, and outrageous? But I will say this, loves, with goals, this really, really matters, is that you have effort-based goals, not just outcome-based goals. As I like you to have outcome-based vision, right? Like saying advancing from silver to gold is a great outcome base. You want to be a gold rank. But what we want to focus on are daily, weekly, and monthly habits of goals, of actions that you're taking. They're clear, they're specific, they're measurable, that you're working on, because those are the things you can do. We can't control when an enrollment happens. We can influence it. But what we control is like how many people we're connecting with on a weekly or daily basis. We can control our habits or our effort quotients of reach out. When people sign up or how engaged they are, we can influence, but we can't control. And so I think that's something that is really powerful. So when she says, what relaunch habits do I commit to? Awesome. Number one, I'd recommit to, if not already in place, some kind of a daily morning ritual where you read, nourish. But part of that is I would get anchored daily in your purpose, your why you're doing doTERRA, the power of the impact you want to make, that you're going to say, like for me, I review every morning as part of my morning study, something like a mission statement that is declaring, you know, I show up to serve and I'm looking forward to connecting and nourishing others today. I want more people empowered with natural tools and confidence and income to create life on their terms. I'd have some kind of purpose why statement that I'd be reviewing on a daily basis as a habit. Secondly, you definitely want to be in the business of connecting. And I would have daily or minimally, at least weekly. Some of you, I get, you might do time blocking where maybe you really work on your business 2 to 3 days a week for 2 or 3 power hours that you really get it in there versus daily. But I would have very clear, specific habits about connecting and nourishing your existing customers, as well as new relationships, including some of the things we've shared today around sampling, reaching out, education, and that you focus on connecting and nourishing. That is the heartbeat of any business, right? Because you're all in the people business. And so it's the choice to say, I'm going to do that. But I'd have specific things like, how many samples are y'all sending a week or a month, right? And I would have that, you know, that you say, okay, I'm going to send 5 to 10 sample packages a week. I mean, you'll churn your business up real fast if you start doing things like that. And then I'd have follow-up to that. So like, let's say, you know, it's like week one, you're sending out those 10 sample packages. Week two, those 10 people you sent to, you know, you're following up with and nourishing and reaching out to, like, hey, I just wanted to check in. Did you get the oil or the sample, the package that I sent you? Any questions you might have? Here's my three favorite ways to use those oils, da, 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 right? And you can, again, have this all copy and pasted. Well, then you send 10 new samples that week. And you see what I'm saying is we just start nourishing in a more regular basis. That makes such a difference. So we want to have habits that nourish our mindset, that nourish our body, that you're taking your LLV and you're moving your body and you're doing things to support yourself physically. So you have the energy. And then we're doing things related to revenue producing activities where we're nourishing the business and we're taking time to nourish that. Those are some of the habits I make sure. Now, I'd love for you to share what you think would be valuable as well.
I think habits. You totally dialed it in. And the only thing I would say is if you want to look at it in one place or plan from it is the new business building guide. This is page 19, right? And they're just going into, these are the daily essentials, weekly essentials, monthly essentials. So you're going to wrap that into your plan. And here's some questions to ask in your planning. And, you know, whether you're launching or relaunching, this is key right here to remember. You want to keep you and your builders IPing should be 70% of what you do, right? Inviting, presenting, and enrolling is your focus. And your preparation, like Tiffany was saying, that is key, right? That's got to happen for this other to flow. And the support's got to happen too. But remember the amounts that are happening there. And then just, this helps you see a schedule so you can kind of, you know, see and take a look at that. So I just loved how that's been really, that was a useful tool. And just some good nuggets there. I wanted to show you one more page here in the business building guide that kind of came up for me. Well, for those of you, we were talking about choosing partners. Super key right here, page 17, prioritizing your main names list. This is going to help you really be selective on those potential business partners. And this has just been streamlined in such a way that it's really, really helpful, right? And then just at the very, we're going to go up to the top of this guide. And when you're relaunching, you might even want to come right here to the 5 steps for success. And this might feel checklisty for you. And it'll help you see if there's any holes, right? So these 5 steps right here, it's going to take you through prepare. And for those of you that are already going and da-da-da, this is going to help you know, oh, how do I launch a new builder? You know, this will give you that right here. Have your launch, have your intro to launch strategy session. And this is what's included in that. And it's all super clear. So you could go over these and see what you could check already and then hit on anything that's still left here. So these are pages 7 and 8 of the new business building guide and really streamlined again. So great, great resources for you as you launch or relaunch or reset, right? And the business building guide is on the Empowered Success page. So just, you can go to doterra.com and search for that, or just type in Empowered Success and it'll take you right there. Thanks, Andrea.
Awesome. Andrea, just to clarify, you said, say that again, blank, but outcome-based vision. So yes, outcome-based vision, which is again, like the dream home, the rank, the outcomes, but we want effort-based goals or effort-based habits, right? And so we want to be intentional that we're having specific things, but it's like, oh, I'm going to nourish X people. You can directly control that. Or I'm going to move my body every day is an effort-based goal versus the outcome might be a size of a clothing you want to be in or a certain number on a scale. Those are outcome-based. And we want to have things that we can directly nourish and be part of on a daily, you know, weekly, monthly, regular basis that we control. But Nat, thank you for sharing that beautiful guide. That's just awesome. So Thank you. What a great call we've had today. Any last thoughts you want to share with us, sister, from the warm land of Mexico in this moment?
Friends, I was talking to a good friend and I was saying, hey, I just want to know what's required of me and I want to do that. And she said, well, that's funny because I just want more joy in my life and I want to do that. And I thought, wow, that feels pretty different to me. And so I want to invite you to use the guidelines, use those pieces, use these basic principles that we've talked about today and go to more joy, right? Leave the land of requirements and I've got to do this and I've got to do this right and da da da. These things are all guideposts for us, but go to joy because your inner compass, your inner voice can take you there. It will guide you there and that you are meant for joy. And you can find that in your life, in doTERRA, in every aspect of it. And it's a journey. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's so, so worth it. And so that's what my compass is getting reset to is just, oh yeah, that's right. I came here to have joy and to learn. And that's the point. And I'm going to remember the point and live that way and have that be my question.
I love it, sis. Thank you for sharing that, Jen. That's a perfect way to share and to wrap up today. Haley B's asking us, she's saying so many nuggets today. It's going to be a recording. Of course, it will go live on the podcast. Invite your teams and your friends to come to this call. I mean, you can see this is a million-dollar club call that we're having on a weekly basis with the gems, the mindset, the strategy. And so feel free to share it openly and generously as this is open space. But invite them to come or share again the recordings with them. We wish you a fantastic rest of your week. There's been so many great things shared. I invite you to take action on those things, to be a doer, right, of the things that we hear, to be someone that takes action that will see the positive changes in our lives. We wish you a great week. Nat, good to be with you once again, my friend.
Good to be with you, sister.
And we'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Love you all.